We welcome you back into Bullseye on the Afternoon here on AM 930 WEOL and 100.3 FM. Andy Bulbarch, Rocco Nushi with you. Time for a special edition of our Nordson Corporation Champions of Education series brought to you by Nordson Corporation, a vital, self-renewing worldwide organization helping build products the world uses every day. Of course, the entire news cycle these days dominated by the coronavirus, and here to help us shed some light on what Lorain County educators are doing to cope with all of this, we've got Franco Gallo, the superintendent at the Educational Service Center of Lorain County. Franco, thank you so much for the time today. How are you?
I'm doing all right. Thanks for having me.
Well, I want to give you an opportunity to explain what's being done from an educational perspective here in Lorain County with all the schools closing after today's session. How exactly here in Lorain County is this going to work moving forward?
Well, the governor gave the order, obviously, for the schools to close as of the end of the day on Monday, and I can tell you that all of our districts actually closed prior. And right now, they are putting lessons together. They are meeting as a staff to be trained on tools like Zoom and Google Hangouts and things like that, Google Classroom, trying to figure out ways that they can reach their students while they're on this extended break, and trying to meet their needs the best they possibly can.
Now, along those same lines, I know on Friday, Greg Bancic over at Columbia had tweeted out that the superintendents in Lorain County had gotten together. You retweeted that, and you mentioned that certainly the superintendents coming together to put a plan together, find out what each other are doing in order to make these next few weeks work. What were some of your general takeaways about that meeting with all the Lorain County superintendents?
Yeah, so we had everyone get together so that we could hear from our health commissioner what the update was, what was safe to be done, what isn't safe to be done. And obviously, they're recommending that we don't have people or gatherings of 50 or more people, and that we should have people who are, you know, socially distancing, and to make sure that that we're following, obviously, those orders. And so obviously, things like practice, you know, right now it's track season. You know, sometimes there's 100, 200 kids who can be out there. It just doesn't make a lot of sense for us to put anybody in harm's way and potentially carry that, the virus. So we have put in place where all of those events are canceled. We were discussing all sorts of things about how each of us were going to deliver education when some of the districts were going to be on spring break. And so the question was, if spring break is the week after the 3-week period, are you still going to have spring break? And everyone said, you know what, the governor had made this executive order, and we don't want to further disrupt our families anymore because maybe they had planned trips and things like that. So we're keeping all of our spring breaks the same, and we're going to continue to deliver education the best way that we can. We're not going to try to call these things calamity days unless each individual district decided to do that. We're going to just try to do the best we can to teach our kids from home.
Again, we're being joined on the hotline by Franco Gallo, superintendent of the Educational Service Center of Lorain County. You had actually pointed out a couple of these before, but I want to revisit this to get into more detail. How much of a virtual presence will exist over the next few weeks here, and how will that change with each grade level as well?
Yeah, it'll depend on the district. Obviously, we have 14 districts, and we have the joint vocational school, so I can't speak for any of them. What I'll do is give you a general thing of a general idea of what people are doing out there. For the lower grades, you'll generally see that vary. Some districts are one-to-one, where they each have a computer. Some are doing that grades 6 through 12. Some are doing it grades 3 through 12. Some are not one-to-one, so it'll vary by district. The districts that are one-to-one, they'll be able to continue the learning that takes place on those Chromebooks or those laptops that they have. They'll do it through Google Hangouts. Teachers can post lessons. They can broadcast their classroom if they wished through there. We have some that don't have those capabilities, and what they're doing is they're coming up with lessons, lesson plans, resources, making themselves available. I've heard some people using office hours where teachers could call, teachers could message, they can send emails and they'll have an email response, all sorts of different things happening. But in general, the lower the grades, they may have packets where they can download them online, or the older grades, maybe it's more of a virtual type of thing.
And you had mentioned earlier that trying to avoid using calamity days for this is something that you guys are looking at right now. Certainly don't want to go down that road unless you absolutely have to. And, you know, the tough part about all this, too, is nobody really knows what to expect or how long this is going to last. Well, what are some things that you're hearing about that moving forward? I mean, is there a chance that this could really push the school year back a little bit further into the summer?
Yeah, what I would say is that we're going to follow whatever the guidelines the governor has put out for us. And right now it's 3 weeks, and then they're going to revisit it. Every indication that I've had is that this is going to extend longer than 3 weeks. And with that being said, you know, that's the important piece for our districts to continue education, because if we're continuing education, even though, you know, it may not look exactly the same, it may not be at the same quality that we did before, the key is that we're making that effort. We're still trying to educate, and in spite of the governor's orders. So I couldn't speak to what may or may not happen, but I will tell you that we're prepared that we may need to do this for the rest of the year. That's what we're preparing for.
Frank O'Gallo, the superintendent at the Educational Service Center of Lorain County, is our guest here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. Franco, a couple days ago, you had put a tweet out there, and I want to give you a chance to kind of expand on this. You mentioned public education has a huge opportunity to show the state of Ohio how important we are to our community. Schools are planning to meet our students' needs as we speak. Talk of delivering meals, providing online lessons, and adjusting teaching practices. Keep up the good work. Obviously, on that day, you were very positive about the things that were taking place. And I think it still sounds like you're still pretty encouraged by what you've seen, what you've heard so far.
Yeah. I mean, you know, we were delivered that message that we were going to have to close and we had to figure out what to do. And people stepped right up and they were talking about how we're going to feed our children. They were talking about how they were going to deliver instruction. They were getting very creative about how to do it. We didn't hear really anybody, at least in the room. I was in the room full of superintendents, anybody with any opposition to moving forward with that. And, you know, as far as public education, you know, we feel in public education that we haven't been given the respect that, a lot of times we feel we deserve. And I have a feeling parents, when they have their children at home for an extended period of time, they're going to say, how do the teachers do this for 8 hours a day or 7 hours a day with our children? And we only have our children in our house. So I have a feeling they're going to see the challenges that we encounter, and some of the amazing people that we work with are doing some great things to try to help those parents out with the kids at home, because, you know, it's not their fault that this is happening, but we're doing our best, and I think that we're going to show educators or the parents and community and everybody that the job that we do is well done. So,
well, it's funny you say that, because not too long ago, and I can't think off the top of my head who sent this tweet out, but there was someone who said they've been home with their teenage kid for just a couple of hours, and they believe teachers should get $1 million a year for all that they do. So, I mean, they say that half-jokingly, but I think there's certainly some seriousness involved in all of this as well, because the other question becomes, you know, yes, you want to educate the kids when they're not in the classroom in the traditional sense over these next few weeks, and who knows, maybe even beyond, but, you know, you also brought up the idea, too, of, you know, not necessarily just educating the kids, too, but also finding ways to get kids to do things they might not normally do when they're in school. And one of the things you talked about was the delivering of meals. And it seems like, especially here in Lorain County, a lot of people have taken to that, and that certainly helped out as well.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I've seen people who are collecting items. They're doing food drives. You know, they're making their cafeterias open for families to continue to eat. And because schools are more than just learning, they provide a lot of the basic needs. They're providing opportunities for exercise. They're providing them opportunities to grow in so many different ways. So I think I'm just proud of everybody for what they're doing.
And to go back to something that we had discussed just a couple of moments ago, you know, we talked about that meeting between all the Lorain County superintendents, finding out how each district is handling this extended spring break. It's always fun to have a collection of minds come together and find out what kinds of ideas that everyone's got, because essentially when you throw those ideas into a pool, somebody thinks, boy, that's a great idea. I wish I had thought of that. And you kind of borrow from each other. Were there some ideas in there that you really looked at and said, wow, that's a terrific idea and something that will probably get borrowed by somebody else?
Yeah, I mean, one that was being kicked around that probably wouldn't have happened in some of the districts if they weren't in there was the idea of maybe potentially buses going around, and instead, since they won't have kids to pick up, could those be a way for drop-offs to take place for meals or lessons. I'm not sure if anyone at this point has been able to coordinate that yet, but that was an idea that was thrown around, and I thought, wow, that's a fantastic idea. And a couple of people had said, wow, I may explore that, because you know, we have staff who are going to be, you know, if you're a bus driver and you typically had picked up kids or dropped off kids, you know, they may be looking for a way to support the community as well, and that could potentially be an idea. You know, so there's always, you know, things that could come up, but that was something that was kicked around. The other things were, how do we train our staff to use some of these platforms? And we have staff here at the ESC that are out there right now helping train staff to be able to use this technology better. So there were a number of ideas that were kicked around, and it was just a great discussion. And you may not know this, but we meet actually every month to do that. So.
Oh, very interesting. I think the idea of the bus to deliver meals is a terrific idea, as you mentioned also. I know a lot of bus drivers are affected by this. You talked about how a lot of staff members are affected in different forms and fashions, so that's a way of keeping the bus drivers moving as well. So very, very interesting stuff. Well, Franco, I know you're extraordinarily busy. I mean, these are some interesting times for sure, so we certainly do appreciate you giving us a few moments of your time.
Oh, no problem. Happy to do it.
Thank you again, Franco. That's Franco Gallo, superintendent at the Educational Service Center here in Lorain County, joining us here on a special edition of our Nordson Corporation Champions of Education series. It's brought to you by Nordson Corporation, a vital, self-renewing, worldwide organization helping build products the world uses every day. We'll step aside for a few moments and come right back after this. It's Bullseye on the Afternoon here on AM 930 WEOL and 100.3 FM.